In the beginning, prophetic psalms, unveiling the future in ancient songs. The Book of Psalms is one of the most beloved and frequently read portions of the Bible. Many turn to the Psalms for comfort, worship, and wisdom. But these ancient songs also contain remarkable prophetic elements. Jesus quoted them frequently, emphasizing their prophetic nature. They cover future events such as the coming and suffering of the Messiah, events at the end of the age, and the wonderful hope of God's kingdom that will bring redemption and life to the world. This issue of the Herald highlights key psalms and examines their prophetic meaning, revealing how the voices of ancient worshipers speak to us today about what is yet to come. Serve the Lord with Fear examines the second psalm, which describes the kingship of David as a type of King Jesus. This song takes us from Jesus' resurrection in the first century to events at the end of the Gospel Age. The Prayer of the Holy Remnant reviews the 20th psalm with a special application to the crisis of the Holy Remnant during the time of Jacob's trouble. Forsaken looks at Psalm 22 and Jesus' suffering on the cross. From its anguished opening, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" to the details of Jesus' ordeal, it plants the painful experiences of Jesus in our hearts. Psalm 45 outlines participants in the divine plan, starting with a poetic description of Jesus, proceeding to the church, the great company, the ancient worthies, and the whole world. The church at the end of the Gospel Age shows how Psalm 46 gives insight into experiences of the church at the end of the Gospel Age. It touches on the disorder of the world just prior to the earthly phase of Christ's kingdom. It also provides strong encouragement for the feet members of the church at the time. The Melchizedek priesthood of Messiah, described in Psalm 110, reveals several elements of the function of Jesus as the world's Messiah and priest. Melchizedek, referred to twice in the Old Testament, takes on a deep meaning after Paul explains his significance. We conclude with a miscellany of prophetic psalms, which captures several isolated prophetic verses scattered elsewhere in the Book of Psalms. Why the Psalms matter now? The voices of these ancient worshipers were never intended to be silenced by the passing of centuries. Instead, they continue to speak to us today with a message of ultimate hope and redemption. By unlocking the prophetic significance of these songs, we discover that the trials of the present are precious in the eyes of God and prepare us for a glorious future. Join us as we pull back the curtain on these ancient melodies, revealing that what was sung in the shadows of the past was truly meant to guide us toward the light of what is yet to come.